We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelik Beis, Hilchos Reishis Hagez, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Dalet. V'zeh b'chinas v'reishis gez tzoincho titein loy. And this is why the Pasuk says that the first shearings of your sheep you will give to him, the Kohen, ki voy vochar Hashem aleikecho, because Hashem has chosen him, lamoid l'shores b'shem Hashem, to serve in the Beis Hamikdash, in Hashem's honor, Hu Uvanov Kol Hayomim, the Kohen and his sons throughout all their lives. Ki HaKohen Zoche L'Shores B'Beis Hamikdash, because the Kohen is the one who is privileged to do the service in the Beis Hamikdash, Shekolu Miben V'Talmid, Kemavur B'Maimar Anal. The Beis Hamikdash itself is a combination of the son and the student. We've mentioned this several times before in this halacha, the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, Torah Zayin, in Likutei Moran Tanina, chapter 7, there one of the main points that Rabbeinu Zal makes is he speaks about two levels of das. There's one level of the son, S-O-N, how a father teaches his son, and then there's the level of a student, how a rabbi teaches a student. And in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal mentions this several times, and he gives us examples of different things that represent each one of these, things that represent, that correspond to the son, things that correspond to the student, and then he mentions certain things that are actually a combination of both, such as the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash is a combination of the das of the student and the das of the son. Rabbeinu Zal proves this from psukim and gemaras that show that the Beis Hamikdash is a place that includes both. And the Kohen also, we spoke about this in the previous year, that the Kohen is a combination of the son and the student. So now Rabbi Nosson Zal says that the Kohen served in the Beis Hamikdash, which is a combination of Ben and Talmud. V'alkein shom b'veis hamikdosh nischaprin kol ho'avoinois al yidei ha'koyhein she'oisik b'korbonois. And this is why in the Beis Hamikdosh we find that all sins were forgiven through the actions of the Kohen who was involved in bringing sacrifices, she'mechaprim. Those sacrifices are what help to get our sins forgiven. Ki ha'Beis Hamikdosh ve'ha'koyhein Hubechinas hadas shemamshichin beben v'talmid, because both the Beis Hamikdash, in terms of a location, and the Kohen, in terms of a person, both of these combine the das of the son and the student. Shehu bechinas hamakifin hanal, which is related to the makifin that we spoke about earlier. Makifin is that das which a person has not yet taken inside their brain. It's a das that could be attained by the person, but they haven't attained it yet. We spoke about two different kinds of makifim. There's a kind of makifim that a person is ready to achieve in this world, in this lifetime, and there are makifim that a person is supposed to stay away from because they can't achieve it during their physical lifetime. So Rabbeinu Zal there says that these makifim are include within them the das of the Ben and the Talmud. And the Beis Hamikdash is a combination of both, and the Kohen is a combination of both. So when the Kohen is doing his service in the Beis Hamikdash, it's a major, major activation of this das of the Ben and the Talmud, Sheheim Hahepech Mehoavoinos, which is the opposite of sins, Shehem Ruach Shtus Kanal, because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that sins are a reflection of lack of das. When a person does a sin, it's from lack of das. So if we say that the Beis Hamikdash is Shleimus Hadas, and if we say that the Kohen is Shleimus Hadas, then they are the opposite. They are in a position to correct sins. And it's for this reason that we give the first wool shearings to the Kohen, kedei lizkois lahamshich halavushin, shehem gizas hatsoin, bechinas makifananal, in order to draw upon ourselves the holy garments which are made from these wool sharings, which are another word for the makifin. The makifin, this das, that's not inside a person's brain, but rather it encircles the person, is also referred to like a garment. Just like the clothing of a person encircles the person, so to the makifin. Lahamshichon bigdusha koroi kanal. We give the rachis hages to the koyim in order that we should be able to draw these garments, these makifin, in a proper way. Visehu, and this is why the pasuk says there that why do we give it to the koyim? Because the koyim is the one who is designated, who is chosen by Hashem, lamoid l'shores b'shem Hashem, to serve Hashem, hu uvanav, he and his sons, kol hayomim, all the days. Rav Nosson Zal says, hu ubonov, ze bechinas hamshochas hadas beben v'talmid. The fact that the pasuk points out that it's the kohen and his sons, that shows that we're speaking about this concept of transmitting das into one's sons and into one's students, Shehem Bechinas Bonim. We know that students are also referred to as sons. Kigam HaTalmidim Nikroim Bonim. Because students are also called sons. K'mo Shadosh Rabbi Seinuzal, as our rabbis tell us, that if you teach somebody else's son Torah, it's as if you gave birth to him, meaning it's as if he's your own son. K'mo Shekosev, and also as the Pasuk says, V'chol Bonayich Limudei Hashem. All of your sons are the students of Hashem. So Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that the sons and the students have a lot in common. So the Kohen, Vezehu, and this is why the Pasuk says by the Kohen, Hu Uvanov, him and his sons, showing, as we mentioned earlier, that the Kohanim represent this Das. Ki Sifsei Kohen Yishmeru Das. We quoted the Pasuk in the previous year. And the coin actually represents the das of both the son and the student. And then the pasuk goes on to say, kol hayomim, throughout all the days. Kol hayomim daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, look how this, it's not coincidence that the pasuk adds those two words. Ki ha-koyin al yidei avodose beveis ha-mikdosh, al yidei ze mamshech hadas, shehu b'chinas hamshochas ha-makifin. Beben v'talmid, the Kohen, through his service in the Beis HaMikdash, draws das, which is makifin, into the sons and students, behadrogo ubemida, in a measured, controlled way, sheloy lalois lamala miyazman, to be very careful not to go beyond time, not to go above the concept of time. As we learned earlier, that those makifin that are above the concept of time, those makifin are dangerous. Those makifin we're not allowed to try to achieve. But rather, rak legalois ma she'efshe lahasig bayomim ubemidois. But rather, our mission in this world and the mission of the Kohen is to reveal only that which can be attained within days and within measurements in a controlled manner. So that's why the pasuk says there, ki voi bochor Hashem alekecha, Hashem has chosen him, the Kohen, Lamoid l'shores b'shem Hashem, to serve in the name of Hashem, hu uvanav, him and his sons, kol hayomim, all the days. Ki hu mamshech hamakifin leben v'talmid kol hayomim daiko. Because the Kohen is the one who teaches these makifim to the sons and the students all the days, meaning, haynu mashev shalahasik bayomim ubazman, only those makifin which can be mastered within days, within time. The Kohen is the one who knows how to put a fence around his words, boundaries, not to try to go up to a place, to try to understand things which cannot be understood within all the days, meaning they're above the concept of time. Ki ein hazman maspik levayer hadas hazeh. Because when we talk about the makifin, which we can't understand, which we're not allowed to try to achieve, those makifin, there isn't enough time to explain that das. Now, as within the framework of this world is too limited to be able to understand those makifin. Alkein Srichen Liten Loy Rashis Agez Kanal. And it's for this reason that we give this gift to the Kohen, because this gift, by giving this wool to the Kohen, wool which is clothing, which is makifin, and the Kohen, the Torah shows us that the Kohen is one of the men, the Kohen is like the tzaddik of the generation. He's the one who knows which makifin to stay away from, and which makifin he's able to achieve and to pass on to students and to his sons. Those makifin that are within the days. Paragraph Hey, v'zeh b'chinas bigdei kohuna shoyah hayabem tzemer. And now we'll understand also the garments which the Kohanim used to wear, which were generally made from wool. Sheheim mechaprim avoinois. And those garments play a role in helping to forgive for our sins. K'mayisham Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara says, that when the Kohen is wearing his proper clothing, then he's able to atone for our sins. Because the clothing of the Kohen represent the makifin that we spoke about. The makifin are a very high form of das, and therefore they're the opposite of sins, which come from lack of das. Therefore, these clothing forgive and atone for our sins. Ki ikar kaporas kol ha'avoinos u'al yedei hadas ha'elyon mo'i. Because the main thing that brings about forgiveness of our sins is a very high level of das, shehu ha'makifin shel ha'tzadik ha'dor, which are the makifin of the tzadik of the generation, shehu b'chinas kohen, who's represented by the kohen, shehem b'chinas arichus yomim v'shonim. Their das, the das of the tzaddik, the makifin of the tzaddik of the generation of the Kohen, their makifin are a concept of long life, long years, b'chinas oylam haba, like the future world, because they're on such a high level. Shehu b'chinas tshuva, which corresponds to tshuva, b'chinas yom kippurim, which corresponds to yom kippur, b'chinas keser. Yom Kippur is associated with the crown of Hashem, the highest form of light. We've mentioned many times that on Yom Kippur we say the pasuk, "Ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem," that on this day Hashem will forgive you, "Letaher eschem mikol chatoseichem," to purify you from all your sins, "Lifnei Hashem titoru," before Hashem you will be purified. The word titoru is Bigimatria 620, Keser, showing that Yom Kippur, the light of Yom Kippur, is this light of Keser, the highest, highest makifin. Sheshom nischaprin kol ha'avoinos. When you go up to that high level, there all sins are forgiven. V'nischaprin shom kol ha'avoinos l'schuyis kedu. And not only are they forgiven, but up there we're talking about such a high level of light where the sins can be converted into merits, into mitzvahs. V'zehu b'chinas chut shel tzemer shel yatoylo b'yom kippurim. And this is also the concept of the woolen piece of cloth-like, which they would hang up on Yom Kippur, shehayo malbin hu avoinos shel kol hashana, which whitened the sins that the Jews had committed throughout the year. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, im ya'adimu katoyla, if your sins generate redness, like the redness of a bloody worm, katzemer you. Hashem says, I will whiten them like wool. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as our rabbis tell us, that there was a miracle that took place on Yom Kippur, that this piece of wool would appear red. If the tshuva was accepted, then it would turn white to show that Hashem had agreed to forgive all the sins of the Jews. So we see again the role of this wool in this. Ki tzemer kvosim hu b'chinas zokin digdusha. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, wool from sheep also corresponds to the elder, the holy elder, in the white beard. B'chinas v'atik yoimin yosef, as the pasuk says in the prophets, the old one sits, levushe kitlag chiver, his clothing is white like snow, Usa'areshe, and the hair on his head, ka'amarneke, is like clean white wool. Lenakois Yisroel me'avoinois, to forgive the Jewish people from their sins. This symbolism of this old white man, this old man with a white beard, who's wearing these white garments, this all represents Hashem's highest levels of kindness and das, which have the ability to forgive all of our sins. Ki ikar kaporas kol ha'avonos v'alidei hamakifin anal. Because the main thing that helps bring about forgiveness for all of our sins is the makifin, shehem b'chinas tzemer kanal, which are associated with wool, this white wool, which makifin represents a very high level of das, and this white wool represents a high level of das and rachmonis. V'ze b'chinas shnei kvosim shel atmidim. With this, we'll understand also one of the most important and most regular events that took place in the Beis Hamikdash, which is the two sheep that were sacrificed every single day, the two korban tomids, shehoyu mechaprim kol ho'avonos, which forgave all the sins of the Jews. K'may shekosov sham Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in Torah Zayin and Likutei Maran, the Gemara says that Hashem can't handle the Jewish people carrying the load of a sin for 12 hours. Therefore, he gave us two carbon tomids, the carbon tomid in the morning, which forgives for any sins we committed the night before, and the carbon tomid in the afternoon, late afternoon, which forgives for any sins we did during the day. So note, which sacrifices are the ones that are forgiving for the sins? These sheep, these two sheep. Ki ikar hakapora al yidei kvosim, because the main forgiveness is brought about through sheep, shehem kavshi derachmona. The term keves in Hebrew means sheep. The term kavshi in Aramaic refers to high-level secrets of Torah, a very high level of das, makifin. Bechinas makifin anal, shezehu bechinas tsemer kvosim. This is what's hinted to in the wool of the sheep, Bechinas kvosim lilvushecho, as the pasuk says, the sheep for your garments. And again, garments here means clothing. Garments here also refers to makifin, the very, very high level of das that represents such a bright light that it serves as a bleach that can whiten all of our sins.